Why I call it the American Federal Republic. January 15, 2022. By Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. Apparently, some members of the military and Mr. Trump need a lesson in American history. That is hardly surprising, because so much of American history has been hidden, neglected, and buried and deliberately hidden. But here we are. I call it the American Federal Republic because the Federal Republic was owned and operated by Americans for Americans. Specifically, the Federal Republic was the American federal subcontractor, owned and operated by the Confederation set up under the Articles of Confederation in 1781. When the original Confederation failed in 1860, so did the Federal Republic. Both the American Confederation and the Federal Republic ceased operation and have never been reconstructed. The only entities with the power to reconstruct both the Confederation and the Federal Republic are the states of the Union, and they are only able to act together in international venues, which reconstruction requires, via the unincorporated Federation of States. So when I told Trump that the U.S. military, a British territorial operation, can't just occupy the Federal Republic without our express agreement and permission, it's because there is no valid Federal Republic to occupy. The Federation of States has the authority to create one, but nobody else does. Put it this way. There is only one intact unincorporated holding company with the provenance and authority and standing to create a new Federal Republic to function as the American federal subcontractor. And if the Federal Republic is not owned, operated, and controlled by the Americans, we are being sold another British bill of goods, with the pikers calling some creation of theirs the Federal Republic and trying to confuse it with ours, just as they have used semantic deceit and substitution to pull all their other Cuckoo Bird operations. We made it clear that that would be a recognizable act of fraud and act of war, which it would be. So they might as well either, A. do what is lawful and right and talk to us about getting their contract renewed and reopening an American Federal Republic, or, B, admit that they are nothing but a worthless pack of foreign mercenaries, the British/EU Raj trying to bilk us into letting them represent us. Again.